Yeah. It's 6:30, and every Tuesday, the Dwell Sports Bite rides the waves of the air on 88, and today is Tuesday, so here it is, the Sports Bite from Dwell Properties.
It's a Tuesday morning, and we are back with the Dwell Sports Bite. Half the year has gone by. Where's it gone? But the sport carries on. And what amazing sport we've had on the weekend. Of course, the Dwell Sports Bar, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And we'll start off with rugby and the URC quarterfinals that took place on this weekend. Stormers, unfortunately, were dumped out by the Glasgow Warriors, 36-18. The Bulls put together a solid second half performance and secured themselves victory against Edinburgh. And then what a game here in Durban at the Shark Tank. The Sharks won a penalty kickoff, something I've never seen ever in my life. A lot of people I spoke to had no idea what was going on. Google was going mad. But a penalty kickoff saw the Sharks beat Munster to progress and face the Bulls in the semifinals. What a showing from the Sharks. Not their best performance, and they're going to have to raise their game if they're going to beat the Bulls in good old Pretoria. Moving on from that, and Formula One action, the Spanish Grand Prix was on this weekend, and Oscar Piastri took victory from Lando Norris and Charles Leclerc, further extending his lead at the top of the driver's standings. Controversy with Max Verstappen, as there always is. Max drove into George Russell and was handed a 10-second penalty, leaving him languishing in 10th place. He did admit afterwards it was his fault, and it was a rather spiteful move. But the Spanish Grand Prix was all about the McLarens again, and their magnificent run in Spain. Moving on to football, and of course, the Champions League final was hosted on Saturday night. And what a final it was if you're from Oui Paris. Paris Saint-Germain won their first ever Champions League after demolishing Inter Milan 5-0. What a moment for Luis Enrique, who now takes home the treble for PSG this year. On the cricket front, and the IPL finally coming to a head. This has lasted longer than the into from Joburg to Durban. But the final is going to be hosted between the Royal Challengers Bangalore as they take on the Kings 11 Punjab. Royal Challengers Bangalore, of course, captained by Virat Kohli. They have never, ever won the IPL, but this is a year for first. Just ask Tottenham Hotspur. In the CAF Champions Final, unfortunately, South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns went down 3-2 on aggregates in the final of the CAF Champions Cup, handing victory for the continent to the African champions, Pyramids FC. A sad ending to a terrific season for Sundowns. And then finally, some schoolboy rugby. Of course, schoolboy rugby in KZN is as popular as ever. Westville continues to remain unbeaten this year after beating the Green Machine Glenwood 42-25. Another unbelievable performance from Westville. DHS, they beat Hilton 26-18. The Govies are certainly showing up there. The Privies must be crying into their sushi. And then lastly, Maritzburg College beating Kersney 35-20 on their Founders Day. A lot of sore heads from its ex-Maritzburg boys. I saw a few of them on Sunday and Monday here on the North Coast, and they were certainly feeling it. But all in all, a great weekend of sport, and of course, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And we'll see you again next week for the Dwell Sports.